The measure would ban smoking in bars, shops, private clubs, offices, virtually all businesses where there are employees, whether or not they're open to the public. City Councilor John Haverlick originally proposed the ordinance. He sees it as protecting the rights of non-smokers, especially workers.
60,000 people a year that are non-smokers die of secondhand smoke. And we know it causes allergies, asthma, sudden infant death syndrome. It gets involved in all of that. And I just feel sorry. You go into a bar and you see, you know, like a lot of young lady bartenders. And if they're pregnant, this is, you know, can damage their fetus. And, you know, even if they've never smoked. So there are no reasons for not having, you know, for allowing smoke, especially for innocent victims.
When a more generic version of the measure was originally introduced this spring, a handful of residents spoke out against it, but the council made several changes recommended by an ad hoc committee of smokers, non-smokers, bar owners, and other concerned residents. For instance, bars and other businesses would be allowed under this ordinance to have enclosed and well-ventilated rooms where smokers could still light up. The facilities would have to meet a series of requirements and employees would not have to go inside them. The outdoor rules are a little less strict than the original ordinance. Also, the restrictions would not apply to fishing boats or other mobile marine vessels, but they would still apply to land vehicles, cars, or trucks that are used by employees. That was one of the concerns Mark Jensen had about the measure. He was one of two councillors who voted against it when it passed in June. For Jensen, it's partly an issue of personal freedom.
I agree with the health hazards of smoking. I smoked for years, and I'm glad I could quit. But it's just too restrictive, I think. One place in the ordinance that talks about vehicles and you can't smoke in business vehicles. I tried to get that out of the ordinance, but it wasn't agreeable to the majority of the council.
Jensen is also concerned that a sole proprietor would not be allowed to smoke or let others smoke in their own business, even if it's not open to the public and they have no employees. Haverlick does not think the ban should apply in that case, but he acknowledges the ordinance seems to leave some room for interpretation on this issue. The measure bans smoking in all places of employment, and it defines place of employment as an enclosed area under the control of a public or private employer that employees normally frequent. However, it does not say whether a business owner working alone should be considered an employee. Most local businesses that are open to the public in Petersburg already prohibit smoking, so the biggest indoor impact would be for the town's two public bars and their attached liquor stores, as well as the Moose Lodge, a private club where smoking is still allowed. A private club in Juneau, the Fraternal Order of Eagles, is challenging that community's smoking ordinance in court. Since the city council in Petersburg agreed to put the measure on the ballot, there's been little to no public campaigning from either side. During a call-in forum last week, KFSK Radio heard from a handful of supporters and opponents. One caller, Jamie Plinicky, said she was not just against the ban because she was a smoker.
I haven't owned a car in 23 years, so the carbon coming out of people driving cars, I mean, we can get real righteous about this, but it's mostly the freedom aspect of it. And also the socializing in the wintertime. Am I expected to sit at home alone when I'd rather be socializing with my friends comfortably with respect in regards to their rights also, which I think we as smokers have been considerate.
Plinicky said Petersburg should leave it up to individual businesses to decide whether or not to allow smoking in public. A caller who supported the ban said she was tired of having to walk through a haze of smoke on the sidewalk.
It takes away our freedom of breathing clean air, a basic right that I think we should all have when we're walking in our own town. If you want to go into the bar and smoke, that is unfortunate, but it's right now it's possible to do. I hope the ordinance passes and if people need to smoke, they should just do it in the privacy of their own home.
The ordinance bans smoking within 5 feet of outside entrances, working windows, and ventilation systems, as well as a variety of other outdoor settings. However, it does not ban smoking on public sidewalks in general. One caller to last week's show, Harbor Bar owner Darcy Caples, thinks no smoking inside will mean more smoking outside.
I just wanted to talk about the caller that called in about people smoking on the sidewalk and how that she was offended by that, but just so that it's known that if they do ban in smoking in bars and other places like that, that it will be out on the sidewalk more. And I just wanted people to think about that.
Caples is one of two bar owners who were on the committee that revised the smoking ordinance to make it more applicable for Petersburg. Sunny Rice, who works at the Marine Advisory Program down the block, was also on that committee. She called in last week's show to note that one of the major concerns of the committee was for employees.
There are the personal freedom issues and the personal business owning issues as well, and you can choose whether to go into a bar or not. But I wanted to also throw out that that was something that we were thinking about as we were writing that ordinance, was about how to protect employees from having to make the choice between a paycheck and working in an environment that's hazardous to their health.
Petersburg is not the only community voting on this issue in Southeast Alaska. Sitka voters are deciding whether to make their existing ordinance stricter by removing an exemption that has allowed smoking to continue in bars and private clubs in that community. Local elections take place Tuesday, October 5th. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.